You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, you know, here's another list that's out that's going to either make you feel like you're on top of the world or you'll feel like a total loser.
I haven't done anything in my life.
They polled 2,000 people and they asked them to name all the things you should have accomplished, or at least you've strived to accomplish these things by the time you hit age 40.
Okay.
So I've got the entire list of 40, and I want to say I have done all but two.
Oh, you're doing really good, because, yeah, I was skimming it, and there's multiple ones I haven't done.
Tell me the ones you haven't.
Well, the one-night stand right off the bat. We've talked about this many times. They have a little relationship category, and one-night stand was, like, at the top of the list there.
Are you looking at just the condensed list or the full 40?
Oh, I'm just looking at the condensed one. But I'm looking where they broke it down to relationship, career, traveling, living.
All right, so one-night stand.
And then within the relationships, have your heart broken. Yeah. Get married. Oh, yeah. And have a kid. Oh, yeah. By the time you're 40.
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of pressure.
I've done all of those.
Yeah, yeah, you have. You didn't earn a degree underneath
that's
the
one
career
of the,
things.
That's one of the 40 I haven't done. You have, I have not. I did not earn a degree. I'm a college dropout.
Right. Reach a management level. You've done that.
I've done that.
I haven't done that. I've been here for so long.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. Get fired.
Do you want to? Do you strive to
do that? Do I strive to, like, have Steve Marshall's job?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know. No. I'd have to think about it.
I think everyone should for a while. And
I think I'd be really good at it because I'm very detail-oriented.
Well, yes, but how are you with managing people?
That's where I think I would have my shortcomings because
I'd
goof around too much and they wouldn't take me seriously.
And I think
I wouldn't be able to fire anybody.
Yeah, that might be. I think it's important for people to try to do that for a while in some job at least, just so you see how the other half live. Because it's what I learned is it's so easy to be in the rank and file and to bitch. It's just the easiest thing in the world. And when you've been a manager for a while, it gives you a whole new perspective.
Yeah, it'd be hard to put up with people's complaining for me because I would kind of just tell them to shut the you-know-what up. And I think that would be frowned upon. What else do you got?
Did you get fired?
Yes, I've been fired.
Yeah, you got fired from the gym, as I recall.
That's right. I did get fired from the gym.
I got fired from a radio station.
Oh, man. Start a business. You've done that.
Yep.
Land your dream job. Is this your dream job?
I'm doing both of them. Radio and writing, man. Those are my two dream jobs. I'm doing both.
That's really
volunteer,
good.
Yes. Save for retirement, yes.
Yeah.
Have you visited another continent?
No.
So on the full list, when you look at it, the way they've got it worded is visited most of the continents. That's going to be, you know, when you start factoring in
cost.
Antarctica, the seven. I've been to three of the seven, so I need one more continent to say I've been to most of
You're
them.
Doing pretty good.
Three, You're I've doing had really three.
Good. Going on a cruise? Yeah, I've done that.
Done that.
Done that. Gone
have
whale.
Or have not?
I have, yeah. Couple, I think. Go whale watching?
I have done that.
I've done dolphin watching. Does that count instead?
Nope, you're out.
Damn it. Broadway show. Have you been to a Broadway show?
Several.
Does that mean like when they come to town?
No, go to Broadway.
Because I've seen them when they come to town.
No, not the same.
Seen some of the seven wonders of the world, which I'd have to look up and see which ones those are. Pyramids,
I've seen,
right?
As far as the modern ones, I've seen two of them.
Which
for
ones?
Sure.
Which ones?
I've been to Machu Picchu and Stonehenge. Let's see. Modern Seven Wonders.
Pyramids.
The Great Wall of China, I have not. Chichen Itza, yeah, I've been there in Mexico. That's two. Machu Picchu, two. Christ the Redeemer, the Colosseum, three. So I've seen three of the seven modern ones.
Okay.
And
you're,
then the
you're
Taj
killing
Hall.
It on this list.
I'm doing pretty well.
You're doing really well. Fly first class at least once. Well, I think you probably flew first class to go see all those little places.
I've flown first class a lot. I'm very spoiled to that. I love it.
Uh-huh. Living arrangements. Have you ever had an apartment in the middle of a city? No.
So I put this as a no for me, believe it or not. It's because when you talk about the middle of a city, I'm thinking downtown Denver.
Yeah, no.
I would not want to live downtown.
I would not want to.
I've lived close to downtown,
so
but not
for
in
me.
Downtown. Outside the city, yes.
Buy a house, yes.
Yeah. Have a mortgage, yes. And another one was something like live out in the country. And I'm like, yeah.
I guess, currently, I live now. Yeah, you're currently out there. Some of the random stuff, own a pet, yes. Have a really bad hangover by the time you're 40, absolutely. Win at least $10 on a lottery ticket.
I have done that.
I think I've won a lot of $2 ones. You won $600?
I won a $600 one.
Good for
you. I had, for the Colorado State Lottery, I had 5 of the 6.
That's really good.
Yeah. And the number that I'm in is, here's the story. I used to pick, this was before we had Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had was the state lottery. And every time it got like over $5 million or whatever, we would do funny things on the show to pick the numbers. Like once we put all the like 42 ping pong balls into a dryer, we had a dryer, mm-hmm. like clothes dryer, rolled into the studio. And we numbered our own ping pong balls and we put them in a dryer.
Yeah.
And we would stop it, open it up, pull one out, start the dryer again.
Beautiful.
We once put all 42 numbers in balloons, like on a piece of paper, blew up a balloon, put it inside. And then mm-hmm. we took a bow and arrow and we shot 6 arrows
into
the balloons. Anyway, one of the times that I did that, 5 of the 6 numbers hit.
That's pretty cool.
And the one that kept me from winning like the $8 million, I think it was a 9 and mine was a 6. So it was like upside down.
No.
Isn't that great?
That's great though.
And so I went down to the lottery offices, which, you know, is in our building now. And I took the slip and I'm thinking, oh man, 5 out of 6, I've at least won probably a couple $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Like, they go, that's $600. Well, like, 5 out of 6 is only $600.
Hey, it's better than nothing, man.
It's better than my $2 scratchers
that I've won off of.
Have you attended a black tie event?
Yes.
Yes. Skinny dipping. You probably have not.
No, I have never done that.
Yeah, that's fun. And fight someone? Well, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's been years though.
Punches.
I'm due for a good fight.
If you looked at the whole list, the ones I can say I have not done is earned a degree.
You're doing really
tried
good.
Being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I can't say I have honestly done that. And lived in the middle of a city. And that's it. I've done 37 of the 40.
You're doing really good, actually.
I'm rocking it, man.
I'm scrolling through. You've created a family tree?
Or
is it one of those online
things?
One of those DNA things?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And in concert with, you know what, I'm going to say no, I haven't done. Make that 4 out of 40. Because my niece did our family tree, and I did.
You're doing good. Actually, I'm looking at the whole list right now. The only stuff I'm fumbling on is the traveling stuff, but that's just me, you know.
You're not into it.
I'm not into it. So maybe when I get older. Maybe by the time I'm 50.
Doubt it.
New list. Or not, yeah.
Doubt it.